Jane Seymour died just days after giving birth to Edward in 1537, followed by Henry in 1547. At the age of 15, Edward died of an unknown illness. Prior to that, he was convinced by his advisors to pass the succession rights on to Jane Grey rather than to Mary, Henry's eldest daughter. Jane sat upon the throne for only 9 days before Mary rode into London to claim her right to rule. After Mary's return to England in 1553, she was intent on reversing Henry VIII's break from the Catholic Church. In this work, she proved ruthless in her suppression of Protestantism in England. Hundreds of Protestants were executed, and for this, Mary I would forever be remembered as Bloody Mary. The reign of Queen Mary was, like Edward's, short-lived due to an illness that would bring her death in 1558. Her marriage in 1556 to King Philip II of Spain temporarily restored both Catholic and Spanish influence at the English court. But with her death in 1558, Philip lost all rights to the English throne. Upon Mary's death, the throne went to Elizabeth I. Philip had no wish to sever his tie with England and had sent a proposal of marriage to Elizabeth. However, she delayed in answering, and in that time learned Philip was also considering a Valois alliance. So that when Philip lost his chance at the hand of Elizabeth, who never married, but intent on winning her hand, Philip would spend years defending Elizabeth at the Vatican, protecting her from recurrent threats of excommunication. It was only after Elizabeth sided with Protestant rebels against the Catholic crown in the Netherlands, and when English were found to be covertly supporting pirate raids on Spanish ships, that Philip reluctantly sided with Catholic Europe against the Protestant Queen of England. With Queen Mary's death, the succession question once again was raised in England. Elizabeth's sister Mary I had reversed Henry VIII's act of supremacy and therefore not only restored Catholicism in England, but this also rendered Elizabeth an illegitimate birth. She therefore could not be a legitimate heir to the throne. The Catholics believed that Catherine of Aragon's marriage to Henry had been legal and that Elizabeth was therefore the illegitimate daughter of Henry VIII's mistress, Anne Boleyn. In Catholic views, Mary, Queen of Scots, the daughter of Mary Tudor, was the sole remaining legitimate heiress to the English throne. This Protestant versus Catholic struggle defined England in the century after Henry VIII.